Voter turnout in both the Sudbury and Nickel Belt ridings was considerably lower for the 44th Canadian federal election than it was for either of the previous two elections. In Sudbury, voter turnout was 57.99% this time around, compared to 65% in the 2019 election and 69% for the 2015 race. It was a similar story in Nickel Belt, where the turnout was slightly higher. Elections Canada data shows 61.66% of electors turned out to vote, compared to 64% in 2019 and 67% in 2015. In terms of the individual race results, which are still unofficial, with 219 of 220 polls reporting, Liberal Vivian Lapointe is headed to Ottawa, having secured 15,217 votes in Sudbury, or 34.2% of the vote. NDP's Nadia Varelli took 13,148 votes, 29.6%, while Conservative Ian Symington took 12,364 votes, 27.8%. In the 2019 election, Liberal Paul Lefebvre won his second term with 40.9% of the vote, 6 points higher than Lapointe's 2021 result. Nadia Varelli for the NDP took 29.6% of the vote, a slight improvement on 2019 candidate Beth Mayer's result of 28.9%. In Nickel Belt, with 208 of 209 polls reporting, MP-elect Mark Serre kept the riding Liberal, taking 34.3% of the vote. André Anchenier for the NDP secured 27.5%, while Conservative candidate Charles Humphrey was close behind with 27.2%. While Serre won fairly easily, his support has fallen off. In 2019, he was elected with 38.9%, 5 points higher than the 34.3% he took in 2021. NDP support also fell. In 2019, candidate Steph Paquette took 32% of the vote, compared to the 27.5% Chenier secured in 2021. Although they won only a single seat in the Northeast, Parry Sound Muskoka, the Conservatives made considerable gains locally this election, climbing about 6 points over their 2019 showing. In Sudbury, Symington took 27.8% of the vote, while Humphrey took 27.2% in Nickel Belt, just under the NDP candidate. In 2019, Sudbury Conservative candidate Pierre Street Amont managed just 20.5% of the vote, while the party's Nickel Belt candidate, Aino Laminen, earned 21%. Many suspect Maxime Bernier's right-leaning populist People's Party of Canada, PPC, siphoned off Conservative votes, so the results could have been higher for the Tories. Locally, the PPC trounced Green Party candidates in both ridings to secure fourth place. In Sudbury, PPC candidate Colette Methay took 6% of the vote, well ahead of Green Party candidate David Robinson at 2.1%. In Nickel Belt, PPC candidate David Hobbs pulled 9.3% of the vote, well ahead of Green candidate Craig Gravel, who earned 1.7% of votes.